This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It would appear the new Green Deal is showing its influence in the evergreen state. With Democrats ruling both chambers in Olympia, attacks on energy are common this session. Senate Bill 5993 would quadruple the state's hazardous substance tax rate on oil products. Ferndale Republican Senator Doug Erickson says it's just one of the many pending bills that will cost jobs.
The number of bills that are being dropped and the number of pieces of legislation that are moving forward that's going to raise the cost of energy, adversely impact working families, drive out agricultural jobs, and it's all adding up right now to be a very, very dangerous situation to working families in Washington State.
And Erickson says there's not much time left to let your voices be heard.
We got to make sure people are aware and contacting their legislators to let them know how important this is to them, that we step back from these crazy ideas, that we move forward together to create great jobs in Washington State and not take the great jobs we currently have and try to eliminate them as the Democrats are doing today.
When it comes to taxes, he wonders when enough is enough.
Right now, the state of Washington anticipates $5 billion extra dollars flowing into the Treasury without any tax increases. So ponder that for a second, a $5 billion increase in spending already available to Democrats. But yet they're going out our new massive tax increases on our energy industry. You have to ask the question, why? Why are they targeting this specific industry in Washington State? Do they really want to drive these jobs out of Washington?
A vote has not yet been scheduled, but is expected soon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.